It's Monday, June 11th, 2007. Thanks for tuning in to The Sounds in My Head. It's a bi-weekly music podcast featuring songs and bands I think you might have missed.
Back the funk, freak the funk, hype the funk, swipe the funk, and all that junk. I get busy on them.
My name's Daniel. Thanks again for listening to The Sounds in My Head. Right there is Lucky Soul with Get Out of Town from their recent debut album called The Great Unwanted. And Lucky Soul gets compared to the Pipettes a lot because I think the Pipettes and they kind of share some kind of throwback to the 60s, but I don't hear that much of a connection. Some people think their singing voice sounds the same. I disagree, but nonetheless, great stuff right there. Lucky Soul's debut album, pretty decent. Not the best album of the year by any means, but you know, it's got that song and it's got a bunch of others that are definitely 4 stars. I would check it out if I was you, and it's available now in eMusic, which is better than when it wasn't available in eMusic, which was recently. And because people like to compare them to the Pipettes, let's talk about the Pipettes. I just saw them. I just saw them. I've been trying for a long time, but I failed until recently. to see them. And they're great live, as you might expect. And what was interesting at the show is like, hey, check out, we got a new CD, just came out today. It's a new EP. You know, we finally got our EP out, so go check it out. And I was like, okay, fine, new EP, sounds good, like rock and roll, you know? So I go back to the merch table, and what do I find? I find a Your Kisses Are Wasted on Me EP, which, you know, that's not new. That was like a single released a long time ago. And I have their album with that song on it, which I bought in a record store, which very much available. And now it seems as though they've rescinded it. So it's no longer, the whole album, We Are the Pipettes, not available in the United States anymore. Not in iTunes, nowhere else. And all the singles that they have or used to have in iTunes, all gone. They've all been replaced by this one EP, which is kind of strange, I think. And honestly, EP, not their best work, I don't think. That said, I'm going to play a cut from it anyway, because I really love the Pipettes. We're going to hear Really That Bad. It's from the now only thing available in the U.S., Your Kisses Are Wasted on Me EP. And presumably they're going to re-release the album again soon, maybe with different art or something. So check it out. The Pipettes with Really That Bad from their EP, which is Really That Bad.
He's the boy that always sits at the back of the class. They said he's several years older than the rest of us, but I don't know if that is true.
Oh yes, you better believe it.
I was sat next to him in geography when he was thrown out of his class. He's got a tattoo on his arm.
I wonder where else.
They say he'll only come to harm, but I can see that he's got a certain charm.
Oh, what's beneath his smile? Oh, what's beneath his smile? Oh, what's beneath his smile?
He is good enough to smile at me when he passes me in the corridor. He is good enough to know my name, cause I heard it once. So can he really be that bad? Can he be that bad? Can he really, really, really be that bad? He's the boy that always stands by the bike smoking on his own. And he once offered me a try.
Did you try?
But I was always too shy.
I doubt he needs much longer.
He is good enough to smile at me when he passes me in the corridor. He is good enough to know my name, cause I heard it once. So can he really be that bad? Can he be that bad? Can he really, really, really be that bad? He is good enough to smile at me when he passes me in the corridor. He is good enough.
As we come to the end of this 20th anniversary broadcast, I'm thinking of the way our interviews typically end. I say, thank you so much for talking with us. And our guests say, thank you, Terry, or great to be here. But interviews don't always end that predictably, as we're about to hear, starting with Bill O'Reilly, then Triumph the Insult Comic Dog.
And if you think that's fair, Terry, then you need to get in another business. And that is the end of this interview.
If you think it's fair, Terry, you need to get into another business.
Well, Ray Charles, it has been so wonderful to talk with you. I really thank you so much for your time.
Well, Terry, it's been good talking to you, and I just want you to know not only is it good to talk to you, but I'm going to keep on listening to you, too.
I would like to think that the personality you've presented on our show today is a persona that you've affected as a member of KISS, something that you do on stage and before the microphone, but that you're not nearly as obnoxious in the privacy of your own home or when you're having dinner with friends.
Fair enough, and I'd like to think that the boring lady who's talking to me now is a lot sexier and more interesting than the one who's doing NPR, you know, studious and reserved, and I bet you're a lot of fun at a party.
Well, we'll leave it at that. Gene Simmons,
sure.
Thanks so much.
I look forward to our meeting.
Bye-bye.
Joe Cole. don't wanna be bothered, just want to be bothered with real love. And so I heard there's no good to run, but it feels so much better now that it's done. And tonight I have to leave it. Things on paper, and rumors said that you're very sorry. Oh no, you're not sorry, no you're not. And so I heard it's no good to run, but it feels so much better now that it's done. And tonight I have to leave it. Yes, tonight I have to leave it. Yes, tonight I have to leave it. Yes, tonight I have to. Yes,
quality music from Sweden. That is the Shout Out Louds, who I've played on the show before and who, incidentally, are totally awesome. That song had a little bit of Cure in it, if you didn't notice. That song was like two clicks away from In Between Days, and it's all the better for it. I love the Shout Out Louds. That was called Tonight I Have to Leave It, and it's from an EP by the same name, which just came out pretty recently, and the song will be found on their album Our Ill Wills, which is not available in the States until September. So right now you can buy it, but it's expensive on the whole like Amazon import thing. And if you just wait it out, you'll be able to get the album, which I have it on high authority, is pretty awesome. So I'll probably play something from it once it comes out. Anyway, next up, R&B soul legend Minnie Riperton. Minnie Riperton, if you've heard any song by her, it's probably the Loving You song. The Orb sampled it a long time ago. Do you remember that? Anyway, this song we're going to hear is called Les Fleurs, or The Flower, I believe. And it's on any number of compilations. I pulled it from her Petals, The Collection, which you can get on Amazon, but it can also be found on iTunes and in eMusic. I heard this song first in a video at ResFest called The History of Gaming, which was fascinating. It was a great video, and I think what partly made it was this song, because this song is so compelling. Check it out, Minnie Riperton, right now on The Sounds of My Head.
Inside every man lives the the seed of life. If he looks within, he finds beauty and power.
Moving on, here's Lou Reed.
This isn't working, okay. Thanks a lot. I'll see you.
Okay.
Larry Flynt, I thank you very much for talking with us.
Okay, look, I want to tell you, you really did a terrific job on those questions about the genitalia. The guys don't know how to deal with that.
Oh, well, good. Well, thank you.
Johnny Cash, I want to thank you so much for talking with us.
I want to say you're really good at what you do, and I appreciate you.
I want to thank you so
much.
Does
that answer your question?
Yes.
I'm sorry. I interrupted your trademark. Thank you so much. I look forward to so much. I was trying to prepare what I would say to you. I enjoyed so much. And I thought, well, me too, or so much. It was my pleasure. I had a whole list of them, and now they're all gone. So let's just improv this.
Okay, let's just try it. Stephen Colbert, thank you so much for talking with us.
Thank you.
That collection of thank yous was put together by our producer, Ian Chillog.
She would never say where she came from. Yesterday don't matter if it's gone. While the sun is bright or in the darkest night, no one knows. She comes and goes. Goodbye, Ruby Tuesday. Who could hang a name on you when you change with every new day? Still I'm gonna miss you. Don't question why she needs to be so free. She'll tell you it's the only way to be. She just can't be chained to a life where nothing's gained and nothing's lost. At such a cost. Goodbye, Ruby Tuesday. Who could hang a name on you when you change with every new day? Still I'm gonna miss you.
no time to lose, I heard they say. Catch your dreams before they slip away. Dying all the time, lose your dreams and you will lose your mind. Ain't life unkind? Goodbye, Ruby Tuesday. Who could hang a name on you when you change with every new day? Still, I'm gonna miss you.
Italian Franco Battiato with his cover of the Rolling Stones' Ruby Tuesday. Great song. That was originally on his 99 album, Fleur, which many Ripperton reference. All right. That was a really great cover of Ruby Tuesday, which is featured prominently in the recent film Children of Men, which if you haven't seen it, I just have to say I loved it. And I guess people are mixed on it. I don't know. I thought it was incredible and compelling. And if you haven't seen Children of Men yet, I think you owe it to yourself to check out Children of Men. All right. Finishing up this episode of the show, the mashups. Boy, do I like the mashups lately. I think I could just do a thing where every episode I play at least one mashup, because there's so many great ones out there. This one is really cool. It's a mashup of Willie Nelson, U2, and Mars by a Swedish guy known as Divide and Create, spelled with a K. And it's available on the Best of Booty 2006 website, or from his Divide and Create website. You can find links to everything I talk about on the Sounds of My Head website. But right now, just enjoy this song, Always With You, Willie Nelson, U2, and Mars, by Divide and Create, finishing up this episode of The Sounds of My Head.
Maybe I didn't love you quite as often as I could have. Maybe I didn't treat you quite as good as I should have.
That does it for this episode of The Sounds in My Head. The music I talked over was Boys Don't Cry, Just Like Heaven, and The Love Cats, all performed by the Vitamin String Quartet on the String Quartet Tribute to The Cure. The music I'm talking over right now is La 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 by the Mexican Institute of Sound, a song I heard for the first time on Ritmo Latino. As always, if you like what you hear on The Sounds in My Head, do your best to promote it for me. It's not on iTunes for some reason. I can't convince them to add me, so just tell your friends to listen.